Anthony Martin. Why, hello there, my little sweepies, my little love muffins from all around the big blue world. This is your hostess, Miss Tiffany Morgan, coming to you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire. Yes, I forgot about the gardening part. How could I forget about the gardening part? you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany. What is Breakfast with Tiffany? As long as she doesn't stumble over her own words, but it's a little diatribe quite often, and we kind of talk about drag in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We talk about gardening. We talk about drag shows. We talk about everything. Whatever is on my plate, sort of thing. I try to get you some guests every now and again, but yes, I've. Bad Tiffany, slap hand. I don't have a guest today because I just got back from vacation. Some people don't call it a vacation. This is an interesting concept I learned through the tourism industry. I don't know why I'm enunciating that oddly. But anyway, yes, the tourism industry, it's really interesting because Canadians... The course I went on was for LGBT tourism sort of thing, and it's true though for anyone as well within Canada that they don't really see if you live in Toronto coming to Kingston to spend a weekend here, they don't see it as a vacation. They see it as a trip, as a getting away sort of thing. They don't really see, going up to the cottage as vacation. Like, vacation's kind of like, I'm going to Bermuda, or I'm going to Aruba, or I'm going to Europe, or something like that. They kind of see that as vacation. So I went on a trip using vacation credits from work. I went on a trip back to the homelands of northeastern Ontario. I really enjoyed, oh my gosh, it was a good little while. It really, I feel relaxed, we didn't do a whole lot, which is probably a good thing too, but I feel relaxed. If you follow me on my Instagrams and all my social medias and all that kind of stuff, you would have seen that I made blueberry. Well, I made a couple jams with mom because I was hanging out with my mom. We made black currant jam, and black currant is quite the flavor, isn't it? There's a little bit of sweet, but a little bit of tart to it, especially in the jam form there too. So it's like, yeah, that's a more adult flavor, I think, black currant. But we also made blueberry jam, and we made the Certo recipe for blueberry jam, and it was so good. It's so good. I couldn't take any with me. I was a little upset about that. I was a little upset because I flew into northeastern Ontario, and because when you're on the plane, you can't take anything more than 100 milliliters. If I had known that, we even put them in the smaller jars, but the jars were 250 milliliters. So the last thing I wanted was that, security officials grabbing a jar that me and mom made of blueberry jam and tossing it. I couldn't do it. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to try to bring any, because it's definitely over the 100 milliliters and they would have tossed it. And I'm like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And also I took like tons of photos of wildflowers. So where I was, there's this lovely lake with gardens and boardwalks and everything around it. It's when I say a lake, I mean a northern lake, that not the size of Lake Ontario that would take months to walk around sort of thing, but something that you can walk around in an hour or two or something like that. So it was with lovely parks and stuff too, but I was just going gaga for the wildflowers. The wildflowers are just amazing. And I have a lovely video of birdsfoot trefoil. I don't know the botanical name right now, as I sometimes call the Latin name. I can't remember what it is, but birdsfoot trefoil. And some people are like, why is it called birdsfoot trefoil? And in the video, I show you why. Because the seed head looks like a bird's foot. You can see it for yourself. Go to my Instagram. Look up Tiffany Morgan. You can go to my website, tiffany.com. That's TYFFANIE.com. Or Instagram/Tiffany Morgan. So TYFFANIE Morgan, MORGAN. You can find that video reel on there. It's great. Did I upload it to my YouTube? I think I uploaded it to my YouTube as well. So you can find it in a few places. I feel so relaxed. I enjoyed myself. I love the wildflowers, and the weather was pretty good. Northern Ontario, there were a few hot days when I arrived, but the rest of the time it was like, you know, good sitting summertime temperatures and stuff like that. Now, a few of my friends love to tease me because they think Northern Ontario is all just black flies and mosquitoes and stuff like that. But I got like one mosquito bite, I think. No black fly bites. Like, I don't know where this misconception is. They can be really bad in the bush. I remember my great uncle who used to cut wood for the local pulp and paper mill. He would go out into the bush and stuff like that. It was bad. It was bad. And I guess the old trappers and the old lumber people as well back in the day, before, you know, having the local products of keeping the bugs away, they would use vinegar, apparently. They would cover themselves in vinegar, and apparently that kept most of the bugs away, too. I don't know. I'm not about to do it. I'm not about to do it myself. When you're in towns and open fields and stuff, no, there's no... Yeah, black flies, mosquitoes, that's not a thing. That's a myth. That is hashtag myth right there. Hashtag myth of Northern Ontario. No. It's beautiful. Lakes, forests. Oh, it's wonderful. And the polar bear habitat, we're from there too. Never did go check that out. Oh, they had a little... Oh, we forgot to do that. Anyway, there is lots more quality time. I consider making jam and with mom and making dinners and stuff. I see that as more quality time with the family. I enjoy that so much. And I got a lot of quality time with the house animals too. But anyway, I'm babbling on. That was my trip. Nice and relaxed. Now I can, you know, look forward to the craziness of the coming month, because summer's racing. It's slipping through our fingers. And you know, the gardens are now fairly mature. Most gardens are fairly mature now, and we're starting to reap those rewards and stuff like that. But there's also going to be lots and lots and lots of drag shows coming up. As soon as I got back to the train station, Rowena Way picked me up, and she's immediately like, oh, do you want to do a show this day? Do you want to do a show that day? We should talk about future shows. There's quite a few shows coming up. So let's quickly talk about that. Actually, let's share my screen. I can do that, right? Yeah, I can. Do-do-do-do-do. So I'm going to go check out dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca. It's your source of drag shows in and around Kingston. There are a few open stages. I'm going to jump to Friday's open stage, Friday, August the 5th, 2022. It's an open mic night. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a drag artist to do this. So if you are musically inclined, whatever. It's an open mic night, but it is hosted by Rowena Way. So, you know, drag is very welcome at this event. And that's at Spearhead, Friday, August 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. Hillary Yass. You remember, we've had Hillary Yass here on the program. Yeah, I really do love her. She is an amazing artist. And she's coming to Kingston for a couple of weeks for the Fringe Festival. So Hillary, yes, part-time everything. That's going to be at the Kingston Grand Theater. So it starts this Friday. There's multiple performances all the way up until August 14th. So check that out. Go to dragshow.ca and there's a link to the Kingston Grand Theater so you can buy tickets. You can buy tickets ahead of time. Best do that. Speaking of which, I better buy a ticket then too. I was away on a trip. I was away on a trip. Tuesday, August the 9th, this is going to be a fun event. So Drag in the Park, Drag in the Park. I have yet to confirm our drag artists. It's a very volunteer kind of basis. It's hosted by me and Rowena Way. This is going to be in Confederation Basin. Is it Confederation Basin? Confederation Basin, yes. Look at that. It says Confederation Basin right on the website. Okay. Drag in the Park. So it's going to be in Confederation Basin. It's going to be open to and free for everyone, but donations are strongly encouraged. And that's going to be, we're going to be performing right at Tourism Kingston, facing the water there. And then you bring, your friends, family, whatever, bring a chair, bring a blanket. Sit down, enjoy, and that's 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., and that's Tuesday, August the 9th. It's going to be great, and it's a fundraiser for Trellis HIV and Community Care in partnerships with the Friends for Life Bike Rally, because, sweet peas, there is a Friends for Life Bike Rally coming through Kingston. It's coming through Kingston. Next week, clearly on the Tuesday, they are with the PWA, People with AIDS Project, and they raise money by getting sponsorship and biking from Toronto to Montreal, clearly stopping in Kingston. So that's going to be great. That's going to be great. What other shows are coming up? Oh, Daft Drag Show, a Daft Drag Show on Friday the 12th. That's Friday the 12th. That's featuring Rowena Way, me, Tiffany Morgan, Sunny Rays, and Universe. And that's 8 p.m. Go to dragshow.ca and get more details about that. That's at Daft Brewing on the 12th, starting at 8 p.m. Probably rain or shine. If it's raining, try to get a table indoors. Another thing that's really exciting. Is a Friday, August the 19th. Stephanie Prince is coming to Kingston. Stephanie Prince from Canada's Drag Race Season 2. Are you watching Canada's Drag Race Season 3? Stephanie's not in that, but she was in Season 2. At the Four Point Sheraton, rain or shine, that's going to be indoors. And that's August 19th. That's Friday. Get your tickets today. Like, seriously, get those tickets today because, they're selling fast. And we really want a good showing because, bringing in drag queens, drag artists who are part of these programs and stuff, it's a great opportunity because there's a lot of people who, there's a it's a great opportunity for drag artists who are in the show too to like be able to talk to artists from out of town and also talk to these artists who were on Drag Race because you learn so many things about the production and stuff at that. And if you go to Rowena Way's TikTok page, she's showing all the funeral face nails that are on Canada's Drag Race Season 3. All the little clips of funeral faces nails. Oh goodness, funeral face nails. A lovely artist, Candace, who is from Kingston, who started giving out nails. These are fake press-on nails. That are works of art, like seriously. I have a box. She gave me a box. I don't really wear nails that much. She gave me a box of nails, two different styles. God bless her. I love them. I love them. I used them for a photo shoot and stuff. But she's given quite a few boxes to the local performers in town here, and they appreciate them. And then she started getting bigger. She gave a couple of boxes at some of these shows that Rowena hosts when she brought in drag artists from out of town, such as Priyanka Love was in town, and Candace ended up giving Priyanka a box of nails. And then suddenly, people are buying all these nails. People are buying all these. Hey, you know, business is business. Business is business. So that's Stephanie Prince, August 19th. Buy your tickets today. We're also doing a show with Stephanie Prince in Ottawa. So if you're listening in Ottawa, buy your tickets. And I can't remember what day it is. Is it Thursday or is it the Saturday, the 20th? It's either the day before or the day after. I can't remember. But I'll be in that show. So Rowena Way's driving me. So I'm like, if she picks, she's like, I'll just have to be ready for her to pick me up. Mimiosa. Oh my gosh. Did you go to Mimiosa's one woman show at Stone City Ales? I went there and it was packed shoulder to shoulder people. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And she's doing an encore of that performance. Off the Record, Future Nostalgia. Encore. She's doing an encore performance of that on August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at Stone City Ales down on Princess Street, 275 Princess Street. Reserve, buy your tickets now. Go to dragshow.ca. There's links for that. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a few other shows here too, but I'm just going to mention, you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire, and we're on C4C 101.9 FM, also on c4c.ca, and as a podcast on tiffany.com, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Yeah, where I'm all over the place. There's no excuse. No excuse you can't find me. On Friday, August the 26th, there's bingo, and this is in the county at Carlo Estates in Wellington, Ontario. That's hosted by and run by one woman show, Rowena Way, on August 26th. I'm really excited for this because the next show on the 27th of August is a show at Adega Wine Bar. I did a one woman show there in June. At the end of June, first time doing a one-woman show, let me tell you. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Is this a one-woman show? But I did a one-woman show, and I got a lot of really great feedback, which may have, you know, increased my ego 10 times. But I'm really looking forward to going back to Adega. People really loved us. People really loved me. And I'll be there with Rowena Way. Rowena Way and Tiffany Morgan, Adega Wine Bar, Saturday, the 27th of August, RSVP, because it's limited seating, definitely limited seating, RSVP ahead of time. Please do that. And then we run into September, you know, there's a boat cruise Ophelia Up is doing, Dragged Onto the River, on the 3rd of September, and apparently over 50% sold out already. Already 50% sold out. But yeah, yeah, the upcoming shows. Yeah, get a ticket to Hillary S. Part-time everything. She is comedian, comedy, performance. What else is there? Like, I'm like, let's read her profile. And she's on Camp Wanakiki, which will be coming out this fall on Out TV. She's going to be in there. Campy, crass, and crude, and truly unhinged drag queen and part-time everything herself. Hillary, yes. Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that 110%. But those are the upcoming shows coming here to Kingston. I'm really looking forward to them. I think there's a few more shows in the works as well, but we have yet to, or I have yet to figure them out. I was off for a week. Forgive me if I've lost track of a few shows. If you are an artist who has a show in the southeastern region here, give me, you know, send me a message or something. And again, you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Tiffany Morgan. So I was away for a week. And like I said, this last week of July, somehow I think it was just the gardens got more lush, didn't they? The heat. And the rains, we've had some consistent rains. The drought is over. Hopefully we've had enough rain to like refill the aquifers and stuff like that, because the ground is getting really dry, sweet peas. If you're a gardener, you would have noticed that the ground had gotten really dry. It was, we were kind of in a we were definitely in a drought here. And then when I went away, things got better. Wait, does that say something? When Tiffany's away, things get better? I don't know. Don't even think that. Don't even think that, sweet pea. Don't even think that. Things were, we had some good, consistent rain there. My roommate watered my garden, and I come back a week later, and it's just insane. It's insane, sweetie. It's like, I can't believe what's going on. So I don't even have some photos. My colocasias. I have some colocasias in the front of the house, in some large planters. Suddenly, they're like another foot taller. New, bigger leaves. The leaves are so much bigger, at least 12 inches wide. Like, it's insane. It's insane. And then in the in Tiff's garden, hashtag Tiff's garden, the cucamelon. The cucamelon, yes. The little mouse melons are finally producing the melons. The cucamelons, they're finally producing. They're the size of a grape, and that's exactly when you want to eat them. They don't get any bigger than that. But you want to eat them fresh. You want to eat them when they're crunchy. And the seeds are just not ripe yet. That cucamelon immediately went into my mouth and was devoured. It was good. It was great. I'm getting produce from my garden now. And that's part of the Grow With Me challenge. Some of you may know that I have a Facebook group through Tiffany Morgan's Facebook page, and we're sharing our gardening journey and stuff like that. And I challenged my gardening fellows out there to grow some cucamelons, and because I'm growing some, and look at them, they're looking great. Also, some daylilies that I got. It's so cute when you order stuff. When you order stuff from some of the catalogs, seed catalog and gardening places, they'll sometimes give you a gift, aka something that's not selling. They give you a gift, and one of those was a daylily, and it's an orange one with a kind of like a red papaya kind of center. It is lovely. It is lovely, and it started to bloom. The more common daylilies, some people call them ditch lilies. I have quite a few of those as well. Some call them ditch lilies around these parts. I've heard people call them tiger lilies as well. Although I don't use that name tiger lily, because there is another orange non-day lily that's called the tiger lily as well. So anyway, I call them ditch lilies because the locals call them ditch lilies. Why are they called ditch lilies? I probably mentioned this a million times, but they are very long-lived perennials, and they reproduce quite well. And it's kind of cute because they kind of indicate where a homestead may have been like 100 years ago. Even in Northern Ontario, I know some places where you're like, why is there all these orange daylilies growing in the middle of the field? Oh, well, you know, 100 years ago, there was a farmstead there. There was a house, a log cabin or something like that. They last forever and a day, and they end up growing in the ditches of side roads and highways because, you know, and that's why they're kind of called ditch lilies. Anyway, locally, they call them that. But they have finished blooming, and now I have this new daylily, so I'm very pleased about that. And that's in the backyard too. So, but of course, the dahlias, are in bloom as well right now too. And this orange pom pom, as I call it, I can't remember the name. I'll find that name. I wrote it down somewhere, and I keep forgetting the name. But it's a lovely variety, and that's blooming quite a profusely. It's a variety that I bought as a tuber. I would suggest, like, you know, you can grow them by seed, but they're not the ones grown by seed. It's a hit or miss how good the quality is and stuff like that. These are really good quality. They have nice long stems, straight stems that you can easily cut and add to flower arranging and stuff like that. Crocosmia lucifer, as it's called, because it's a dark red color. Crocosmia, that's now starting to bloom in my garden as well. I I have to figure out what to. They're struggling. They're struggling in my backyard because my backyard is becoming a big old shade, a big old shade and an overgrown kind of jungle almost. But definitely, it's more on the shade side than the full sun. And Crocosmia being what it is, it does love like a full sun sort of thing. It's a member of the Iridaceae. Iris family, I believe. Uh-oh. Doubt myself. I will check that out. I will check that out. But it does like the full sun. It can tolerate, and actually it does grow naturally near stream beds. So it can tolerate not being in water, but having its roots in water, being by a water source. And because it can withstand wet, cold temperatures as well, like over the winter. So this is great for my garden because my garden gets a little sloshy, a little muddy over the winter months, and they survive. They are one of the only ones who really survive and thrives in that. So I, you know, do it. We're getting close to the time. My hibiscus is in bloom. My hibiscus, Rose of Sharon, that's commonly called Rose of Sharon here, grew it from seed, sweet peas. I grew this from seed. It's a pink, mauve-ish kind of color, but it's in full bloom right now. I should show this off to Carson Arthur. I should show the. I have a little tomato contest with Carson Arthur. I should show this off to him because I've been told the Rose of Sharon in the county, in Prince Edward County, are not doing so well. But mine, thriving. Thriving! And, of course, the greenhouse with all the tomatoes. Gone one week, and it's turned into a jungle. And they are straight up the top of the ceiling. The top of the ceiling is at least 6 feet at the very, like, peak of the ceiling there. It's at least 6 feet. They are all up there. Oh, my gosh. And the tomatoes have doubled in size in the last week. They have doubled in size. It's insane. But, yeah, sweet peas, It's been a great week. I'm rested. I'm coming back to a garden that's in full swing and just lush. And I'm just enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying August. I hope you're enjoying the summertime, getting out with some family, some friends, and doing some gardening. I'll give some tomato updates another time, sweet pea, another time. Some tomato updates because, check me out on my website on tiffany.com. There's links to my social medias because that's what's more important. Go to the social medias because I can get the things on the social medias. I can't get the things as a blog post on my website. I'm a little lack on that. What can I say? Check out the upcoming shows as well. Go to tiffany.com or go to dragshow.ca. What will be posted soon is What's the Maple Tea, the podcast. Go to themapletea.ca. And I missed last week, Rowena hosted it with Dare de la Femme. I'm just editing that. I'll upload that. So listen to that on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or themapletea.ca. But sweet peas, I gotta go. It's that time. So if you want to find out more about me, tiffany.com, tiffanie.com, and I give you my love. Mwah! You stay safe now, sweet peas.